on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Babos, the champion today. It's the WGN Beef Brackets. The beef tourney has concluded with over 100,000 people voting, and Babos is the winner. They opened their first hot dog location in the 1950s at 8258 West Irving Park Road. And I look back at that, and oh my gosh, it looks like a little trailer. Rich Bartel is with us. Rich, congratulations on winning.
Thank you, Lisa. Good afternoon.
So, Baba opened this first hot dog location, and then it was taken over by Phyllis. Is that your mom?
It was my mom, yes.
Oh. We're excited. Everybody was raving about your beef, and when I went back and looked at some videos, are you still slicing it every day? Are you cooking it and slicing it?
Every day.
Wow. You've been watching.
It's a lot of work, but obviously it's worth it.
Yeah, absolutely, because I think there are so many places that are just getting it in a bag.
Well, it's just a lot of labor. But you know what? It shows today. It stood out tall. You know what I mean? You do your own, a little bit of extra work, you go an extra mile, and that's what happens. You get rewarded.
And forever you were known for your great hot dogs. You've had many accolades when it comes to hot dogs, but what is it when it comes to beef versus hot dogs when your customers show up at Babos?
Well, what's funny is we're known as a hot dog thing, Babos hot dogs. But since we incorporated the beef in there many, many, many years ago, we've just been improving on it ever since, and it's just taken off. And everybody has their own little twist they put to the recipe. Mom put a lot of attention to it, a lot of detail, and it worked out. That's all I could say.
Oh, my gosh. Kevin, say hello.
I think that's why we're here today. You know what I mean?
I think you had a conversation with Kevin Powell earlier and with Mike Piff when they congratulated you on winning the beef brackets tourney.
Yeah, I got a little choked up on that one.
It was heartfelt. It was a great conversation. And I know for a lot of these, you know, just about every community in Chicago and around Chicago has a hot dog stand or a beef spot. And you guys have been around decades, and you kind of went on a little bit about that, about how it's been a family journey for you guys for decades. And here you are now.
Well, put it this way. When I started, I was 14, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'9". Now I'm going to be 63, gray hair, hazel eyes, beat up. Evolution, it changes. Time changes. But the product, we try and improve on it all the time. I got a great family. And we used to have our birthday parties in the back because Mom had to put, you know, day and night in there. My dad was involved for a long time also, but Mom was the bread and butter of this whole thing.
And
I'm lucky that I'm here to this day.
And Rich, to win these tournaments, you know, we do a beef one, a pizza one, a wing one. You really got to get a lot of support from your customers and the community to rally and to get those votes in. And that's exactly what happened with you guys. You know, support from your customers.
You know what's cool? The alderman was behind me, supporting us. The neighborhood, like you said, when you're 7 days a week for as many years in business, we are at the same location, you know, we treat people with respect. They're kind to us. We're kind to them. They like our food. We don't try and gouge them. COVID put half the people out of business. This is a tough game nowadays.
Is Babo's.
I enjoy it.
I was just going to reintroduce you because people jump into the car all the time. This is Rich Bartel from Babos. They won the big beef tourney. So it is, you're as loved as you love them.
Of course. I have stories that go forever. I can go on forever and ever. We're in a paperback book that Bob Schwartz, the VP of Vienna Hot Dogs, he wrote and he did a segment on all these little iconic hot dog beef stands. And we have a great story about us in that book from years ago, a few years back. And it just, the story's starting. One guy's got another story for his place. And it just worked out for everybody, you know?
And Rich, I think you have
everybody else in the contest.
I think you have a Bob Surratt picture hanging up, like many hot dog stands around Chicago.
Well, he obviously gets around. He's a great guy, and he's good friends with my buddy Bob. And I was lucky enough to get a photo with him. And he's in my other store, too, also, in Des Plaines. And we're opening a new store. Hopefully mid-August, a couple of weeks from now, we should get open. I streamlined the menu. It's Bobble's Italian Beef. I'm strictly going towards the beef game.
And where is that going to be located?
A couple of weeks. Pardon me?
Where is that third one located?
6161 north of Milwaukee. We're not open yet. We're just training right now. But I'm going right for the beef guy. That's all I want to be. Just a beef guy in that location, you know.
Have you been watching The Bear? What's real about The Bear, the show that we're all consumed with?
I got to tell you something. That series is phenomenal, and it's based after on the from Mr. Beef, who was a good friend of mine who passed a few years back. The owner, Joe, was a great friend of mine. You know, I know a lot of guys in this game, a lot of women in this game. It's a great business, and you've been as long as me. You learn something every day. You get to meet people, and we all struggle. You know, we're not a Portillo, but we're thankful for who we are.
Well, you're slicing your beef up fresh every day. That speaks volumes. What's a soggy? I see a soggy on your menu. What the heck's a soggy?
Here's the deal. We started that 100 years ago. It's just French bread dipped in our gravy and the beef juice, and you wrap it in a wax paper, and it's like a cheat meal for somebody. You know, we put fresh bread. We don't use old stale bread. That's just a low-end item that people want for like a little appetizer type deal. And the kids like it, you know. You got to come check us out. I mean, I think you'll enjoy it.
Absolutely. Everybody's been raving about you. I feel like I've missed out my whole life now, but you'll see me this weekend.
Well, you know what? I've been several times. I was fortunate enough to be on with Steve Delinsky, Elliot Bumbrow. We've been on a couple of times now. We're starting to build momentum, which is cool. It took a long time. I wish my mom was here to benefit.
I think she's watching.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's a fun business, I got to tell you. And so far, it's been totally cool. And dealing with those two gentlemen this afternoon put me on the spot. It's hard to wing it, you know.
But it really is.
Out.
Yeah. Yeah. It just shows how loved you are. So Bobo's is the winner of the WGN Chicago's Best Beef Tournament. He has one, of course, in Des Plaines now, the original on Irving Park Road, and opening one on North Milwaukee sometime in August. It's really nice to meet you, Rich. Congratulations.
Elise, thank you also. My store in Des Plaines, though, is a different name. I have a partner there. It's called Van Red Hops. You know,
okay.
That's a great spot. I've been there. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a partner and I. That's a great, we got a good thing going there also. I mean, like I said, God's been good to me. You know, we got great customer base. And without them, we wouldn't be here. And all these people voting and everybody else in this contest deserves a shout out. We got lucky. That's all I can say, you know.
You're the best. Thank you so much for joining us, Rich, and congratulations.
Time, guys. Appreciate it. Come and see me.
Yeah. Steve's News next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent. WGN.